I wonder if you've ever heard this one. So Timmy was a little boy, loved his mama very much, and mama, being a bit of a worrier, was concerned about him walking to kindergarten when he started. So she walked with him the first couple of days, and he came home one day, as kindergartners are apt to do, being very confident, and said she didn't need to walk him to school anymore. He wanted to be like the big kids. He protested quite loudly. So mom had a way to handle this. She asked the neighbor, Mrs. Goodnest, if she could surreptitiously follow, just kind of hiding out at a distance he wouldn't exactly notice. The neighbor agreed, said she was up with the toddler anyway. It's good to get some exercise in the morning. So the next school day, Mrs. Goodnest and her little daughter, Marcy, set out following behind Timmy. There was another neighbor boy he knew, and she did this for the whole week. The boys walked along, chatted, kicked stones, found twigs. And the little friend noticed that the same lady followed them every day of the week. So he said to his friend, "Have you noticed? There's someone who's following us." Timmy said, "Yeah, I know exactly who she is." "Okay, who is she?" "That's Shirley Goodnest." Timmy said, "Shirley Goodnest? Who the heck is she and why is she following us to school?" "Well," Timmy said, "every night my mom makes me say the 23rd Psalm because she worries about me all the time. And it says, Shirley Goodnest and Marcy will follow me all the days of my life." I guess I have to get used to it, even on the way to kindergarten. Shirley Goodnest and Marcy will follow you all the days of your life. So today we conclude this 6-week series on Psalm 23. May you, it's cute, right? May you and I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, forever points to memory and memorialization of those we hold dear. On this Memorial Day, it's good to say memorial is to commemorate and have memory that lives beyond, ourselves. On a Memorial Day, a memory of those who served that lives beyond their lives. It's a great honor that is granted on this day. And it hints at eternal life, life that lives beyond life itself, life that's more than just an accumulation of minutes and days and hours, life that points beyond itself. Now, some might wonder, is this the kind of thing that happens immediately, or does it happen at some point in the future? But there's certainly a collective imagination about what happens after death. I need to say this morning that sometimes we've not fully understood the concept of eternal life. Jesus taught that eternal life begins the moment we glimpse who God is and how God calls us into life. The moment we understand that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, laid down his life for us and lays down his life every day on our behalf. Eternal life that begins when our lives are transformed enough to wipe off the glare of earthly living and giving us vision to think beyond ourselves. eternal life that begins in moments and snippets when we glimpse how God is acting. Eternal life that's here and now, as much as then and there. If you, like me, go to enough funerals, watch enough news, or see enough complexity in life, you begin to understand these words that in the midst of life, we are also in death. Life is fragile. We begin to think about life and death not as two separate books, but as interwoven stories. Memorial Day lends us a civic reminder that life is fragile and life is fraught. War is more common than peace. Conflict more common than reconciliation. The 20th century, statisticians tell us, more people died in war than all of the previous recorded centuries. Now that has something to do with record keeping, but it also has something to do with a century of war. I found myself wondering if you'd heard the story of Arlington Cemetery. Arlington National Cemetery, maybe you know, is comprised of land that used to belong to George Washington Park Custis. That's the grandson of Martha Washington, wife of the first president. Custis spent his life commemorating Washington, and he built the Arlington House on an 1,100-acre plantation as a living memorial to his famous grandfather. The property moved through the family and kept a desire to memorialize Washington, but also the principles of liberty, justice, and freedom. So much so that in 1863, you might recall that's the time of the Emancipation Proclamation, this particular property held what was called the Freedman's Village, an estate assisting slaves transitioning by providing housing and education, employment training, and medical care. People of faith stepped up and said, if we're going to be a people who live in a time of war, we're also going to be a people of reconciliation and peace. This was to serve those most in need. As an act of justice, these freedmen were buried alongside their brothers and sisters who fought. Today, the property is 624 acres. You all know this, and commemorates folks who served in the armed services. May their lives have glimpsed the goodness and mercy. May they dwell in the house of the Lord. It was Decoration Day in Arlington Cemetery that began what we celebrate on Monday. A day that was given as a time of justice, no wages garnished for the privilege of decorating your loved one's grave, so that you would be reminded of eternal life. This week in the church, we've also celebrated a holiday, a commemoration that reminds us about eternal life. On Thursday was Ascension Day. Jesus, having completed his earthly work, modeled eternal life present here on earth, even as it is in heaven. I think it's easy with Ascension Day to imagine it's a bit of a beam me up, Scotty, or the click clack of the heels, there's no place like home kind of a moment. But Jesus in ascension reminds us how porous life is between eternal life and life here on earth. The miracle of ascension is never a one-time Jesus did an incredible kind of a thing. Each and every time the people of God draw near and glimpse God's life-changing powers, find their lives transformed, the miracle of ascension is previewed. Now, this life, this one we're living right here, you and I, is not just practice for what comes next. Life is not just a trial to be endured, although certainly there's plenty of trials that we've known. This one wild and precious life that you and I are living is what God is most interested in. That's why goodness and mercy are two of God's most bedrock characteristics, so that we would know what they look like. Did you notice in the language that eternal life is always present tense, not just will future focused? Eternal life, about here and now. The Bible shows us glimpses in healing and forgiveness, in raising up the downtrodden and in confronting the powers that be. Each and every time that Jesus says, here it is, the kingdom of God is at hand. God's way breaking in to the ordinary. Whenever we see hope and healing, peace and justice, we too glimpse that kind of eternal life. So we could say, eternal life is breaking into our history every time hearts are soothed and bodies are healed. Every time justice is more than just a check on the list, but a presence of God among us. Every time we live out reconciliation, and every time we share our ample resources with those who have need. Barbara Brown Taylor says it even better than I. Get ready, she says, for the Jesus who is continually coming into the world by living today. Write that letter. Reconcile that relationship. Get the help you need and do it now. Refuse to keep living yesterday over and over again. Reminds me of Groundhog's Day. Today is the day to be generous. Today is the day to be a new creation. In that way, you and I, we dwell in the house of the Lord. We come near to God and near to one another. No one of us or two of us will do it exactly the same. Some of us will naturally sit with those who are in pain, and other ones of us will bring joy in the midst of those meetings. We dwell in the house of the Lord, living eternal life, glimpsing it here and now, seeking justice and peace, remembering and commemorating those who have shown us along the way. Live life this way, and we find ourselves living as Jesus did. We live like the Good Shepherd and for the Good Shepherd. Do this and you will live, Jesus says. Throw your body into it and you may just find that eternal life is no longer a burning question, but a reality you've experienced. So on a weekend, we're invited to remember. It's the scriptures that also remind us to remember, to memorialize and call to mind, to learn from the past, the glories of God's way. So my prayer for you is may you join little 5-year-old Timmy in declaring that surely goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. And like him, you'll just have to get used to it. May you join with those who know Jesus so intimately that dwelling in his presence is palpable. And may your life point to eternity, the kind you can see here and now, as well as hope for then and there. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.